Chapter 76. Me as likely to be convenient, for I haven't time to talk about it now, and then we'll discuss it at our leisure. My intention is ultimately to retire from the management altogether, and until you can take all the expense I tour upon your shoulders, I'll be a sleeping partner in the stock. Then, if I marry her, and I hope I feel I shall, why pray don't speak of it, sir, said Oak, hastily. We don't know what may happen. So many upsets may befall ye. There's many a slip, as they say, and I would advise you I know you'll pardon me this once not to be too sure. I know, but the feeling I have about increasing your share is on account of what I know of you, Oak. I have learned a little about your secret. Your interest in her is more than that of bailiff for an employer. But you have behaved like a man, and I, as a sort of successful rival, successful partly through your goodness of heart, should like definitely to show my sense of your friendship under what must have been a great pain to you. Oh, that's not necessary, thank ye, said Oak, hurriedly. I must get used to such as that. Other men have, and so shall I. Oak then left him. He was uneasy on Boldwood's account, for he saw anew that this constant passion of the farmer made him not the man he once had been. As Boldwood continued a while in his room alone ready and dressed to receive his company, the mood of anxiety about his appearance seemed to pass away and to be succeeded by a deep solemnity. He looked out of the window and regarded the dim outline of the trees upon the sky and the twilight deepening to darkness. Then he went to a locked closet, and took from a locked drawer there a small circular case the size of a pillbox, and was about to put it into his pocket. But he lingered to open the cover, and take a momentary glance inside. It contained a woman's finger ring, set all the way round with small diamonds, and from its appearance, had evidently been recently purchased. Boldwood's eyes dwelt upon its many sparkles a long time, though that its material aspect concerned him little was plain from his manner and mien, which were those of a mind following out the presumed thread of that jewel's future history. The noise of wheels at the front of the house became audible. Boldwood closed the box, stowed it away carefully in his pocket, and went out upon the landing. The old man who was his indoor factotum came at the same moment to the foot of the stairs. They be coming, sir, lots of them a foot and a driving. I was coming down this moment. Those wheels I heard, is it Mrs. Troy? No, sir, tis not she yet. A reserved and somber expression had returned to Boldwood's face again, but it poorly cloaked his feelings when he pronounced Bathsheba's name. And his feverish anxiety continued to show its existence by a galloping motion of his fingers upon the side of his thigh as he went down the stairs. Why, how does this cover me? Said Troy to Pennyways. Nobody would recognize me now, I'm sure. He was buttoning on a heavy gray overcoat of Nochian cut, with cape and high collar, the latter being erect and rigid, like a girdling wall, and nearly reaching to the verge of traveling cap which was pulled down over his ears. Pennyway snuffed the candle, and then looked up and deliberately inspected Troy. You've made up your mind to go then, he said. Made up my mind? Yes, of course I have. Why not write to her? Tis a very queer corner that you have got into, Sergeant. You see, all these things will come to light if you go back, and they won't sound well at all. Faith, if I was you, I'd even bide as you be a single man of the name of Francis. A good wife is good, but the best wife is not so good as no wife at all. Now that's my outspoke mind, and I've been called a long-headed feller here and there. All nonsense, said Troy, angrily. There she is with plenty of money, and a house and farm, and horses, and comfort, and here am I living from hand to mouth a needy adventurer. Besides, it is no use talking now. It is too late, and I am glad of it. I've been seen and recognized here this very afternoon. I should have gone back to her the day after the fair, if it hadn't been for you talking about the law, and rubbish about getting a separation. And I don't put it off any longer. What the deuce put it into my head to run away at all, I can't think. Humbugging sentiment, that's what it was. But what man on earth was to know that his wife would be in such a hurry to get rid of his name? I should have known it. She's bad enough for anything. Pennyways, mind who you are talking to. Well, Sergeant, all I say is this, that if I were you, I'd go abroad again, where I came from. Tis too late to do it now. I wouldn't stir up the business, and get a bad name for the sake of living with her. For all that about your play acting is sure to come out, you know, although you think otherwise. My eyes and limbs, there'll be a racket, if you go back just now in the middle of Boldwood's Christmasing. H'M, yes. I expect I shall not be a very welcome guest, if he has her there, said the sergeant, with a slight laugh. A sort of Alonzo the Brave, and when I go in the guests will sit in silence and fear, and all laughter and pleasure will be hushed, and the lights in the chamber burn blue, and the worms ugh, horrible. Ring for some more brandy, Pennyways, I felt an awful shudder just then. Well, what is there besides? A stick, I must have a walking stick. Pennyways now felt himself to be in something of a difficulty, for should Bathsheba and Troy become reconciled, it would be necessary to regain her good opinion, if he would secure the patronage of her husband. I sometimes think she likes you yet, and is a good woman at bottom, he said, as a saving sentence. But there's no telling to a certainty from a body's outside. Well, you'll do as you like about going, of course, Sergeant, and as for me, I'll do as you tell me. Now, let me see what the time is, said Troy, after emptying his glass in one draught as he stood. 6:30. I shall not hurry along the road, and shall be there then before 9. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.